Air North will offer 3 round-trip flights between Juneau and Whitehorse next year if the two cities guarantee a passenger load. Juneau Mayor Bruce Botello and Whitehorse Mayor Bev Buckway have worked out an agreement with the Canadian airline. The Juneau Assembly has even pledged funds to get the planes off the ground. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander has more.
Whitehorse Mayor Bev Buckway says her constituents are ready to fly to Juneau. Air North halted service between the two cities several years ago, but the two mayors say there's enough interest to try it again.
When something's always taken away, then that's when you hear the complaints, isn't it? We've got so many activities on the go here, you know, weekend after weekend, as you do. By trying to get a little more enthusiasm going during the winter months, it boosts the economy for everybody on both sides. There's no end to what we can do. We just have to get back and forth.
Juneau Mayor Bruce Botello and Buckway took the idea to Air North President Joe Sparling. He says the company discontinued Whitehorse-Juneau flights due to a lack of traffic. But Sparling says the company will fly a 40-passenger turboprop aircraft 3 weekends this winter if the cities will share in the risk.
As far as we're concerned, we were just looking for a commitment to make sure enough seats are sold that we can operate the flights. And that sounds like from Juneau's end, there's been a commitment made. Whitehorse is looking at it as well, and it will take their buy-in to put the thing together.
To make sure it happens, the Juneau Assembly voted Monday to guarantee Air North up to $8,800 U.S. for each round trip. Buckway says the Yukon Territory Departments of Tourism and Economic Development are likely to guarantee her city's participation. Botello says the cost to each government will depend on the passenger load.
If the flights are full, and that's, of course, the effort that community groups in both Whitehorse and Juneau will work toward, there will be no out-of-pocket from the taxpayers of either community. It will be fully covered. We're simply making sure that there's a backup to encourage Air North to take the step of retesting the waters in terms of air traffic between the two communities.
The two mayors have been discussing the idea with each town's visitor industry, arts community, and ski areas. They're the ones who will have to fill the seats. Eagle Crest General Manager Kirk Duncan says he doesn't think that will be a problem.
We've been working with Mount Sema and have a reciprocal season pass deal with those folks. It's also interesting because we think of downhill skiing, but Whitehorse has just an outstanding Nordic program as well. So, you know, we don't think it's going to be a very difficult proposition to fill 40 seats.
Agreed, says Juneau Arts Council Board President Andrew Hemingway.
One of the nice things about Juneau is that it offers a tremendous assortment of cultural activities and artistic events year-round. And anything that would provide additional audience for some of those events that occur during the winter is a good thing, we think, for the arts community in town.
The two communities have selected the first weekend of December. In Juneau, that would offer performances of the popular Nutcracker Ballet, among other arts events, and pre-holiday shopping. A weekend in February has been selected to coincide with the start of the Yukon Quest sled dog race. The third weekend would be Alaska Folk Festival. Sperling says Air North needs the Whitehorse commitment before marketing the flights, and each community will have to do its share of marketing. Both mayors say the long-term goal is a return to regular air service between Juneau and Whitehorse. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.